To Wolds the Light, Caroline.
Wolds
the Light.
Wolds clean.
Oh, God. Hi, everyone.
Nothing clean about this group. Hi, guys.
I'm just voguing my way out. Yeah. How is everyone? Amazing?
Luke apparently isn't, honey. I think he's going to take his vagina in.
Happy December, y'all. We're almost out of 2020.
Tis the season, yo.
Fucking finally. Oops. Sorry, guys.
There you go. There it goes.
3 seconds.
Yes.
Blew it. Sorry, guys. All right.
First thing we have to talk about today is because Jeff was not here last show, but all right, girl. Go.
What is wrong with Elizabeth's freaking face? Oh, my God.
No. Come on, Jeff. You've been watching it. You tell us what's going on.
She looks terrified.
No, honey. She's so excited. She's just so excited.
She's about to lose control.
I'm so excited.
Again. This is another show I didn't watch when it originally aired.
I can't stand your face. I binge watched the new season of Saved by the Bell, and I felt like it started off a little rough and got better. And then they had like some cute messages they were trying to send, like about poverty, race, you know, transgender.
Making fun of kidney transplants.
So yeah, and the nods to like the original show and just TV were actually pretty entertaining as it went
on. To be fair, they don't look that bad.
Well, look, Zach, he's looking like he's always been thin and muscular, but his face is kind of chunky down in the cheeks.
Mario's the only one that looks okay.
I thought the face looks fine.
The girls look like they had some work.
No, you know what? They did change the characters, though, because if you watch the college years to this, the characters are definitely more cartoony, like, you know, than they were.
They've kiddified it a little bit.
No, the show's not kid-friendly, really. But they're more like kind of just airheady and dumb. Like, there's one line where she's like, Zach and I were having sex in the limo. In front of her kids, like it was just like
Tiffany.
That actually seems vile. Like I would love to just see them explode in that limo.
And then yes, Lars Voorhees did a little cameo in the show, which I was happy about because we haven't seen her in years, and I missed her face. So.
Isn't she a little strange now? Like she's all out there.
Well, she did an interview like recently on a podcast, which why she's not on here, I don't know. And she sounds medicated, but she's got a lot of mental health issues. So,
well, then that makes me feel bad now.
And no one could back me up on the last episode because it was only me, Luke, and Vera. But I said I wasn't going to watch it until Stacey Carosi came back.
Yeah, I can't back you up on this either.
Boom! Look at Leah.
That's a good look for her. When Leah came on the original show, like I was like, you had me at Zach Morris. She's like, did I? She's like, I had you when I was kissing Zach Morris on the beach. I'm like, yeah, bitch. I'm so jealous. She was kissing Mark Paul.
She looks good.
She was like the bad beach girl. I come from the beach. Oh, Jeff, are you thirsty?
I'm so thirsty tonight. I just...
Oh, you know what? Guys, I got to stretch a little bit.
Oh, Katie.
Oh, that was a bit risque.
Look. So the below two, for everyone that's watching, the below two are older merchandise. This one here is newer stuff that we're looking at. So fingers crossed we're nearly sorted with that, right?
Are we having a titty war, Luke?
We were having titty wars.
I'm pretty sure I beat you.
Titty turf.
Oh wow. Titty wars.
Well.
So yeah, Saved by the Bell's going into a second season, I think.
Did it get renewed?
I think so, yeah. I think it has been.
Wait, 100%. Does this mean we're gonna get another Showgirls then too?
I would love that. There was a sequel.
I don't mean like a two, I mean like another Showgirls also. I need a Nomi Malone again, yep.
Let's need to do that thing for Drag Race.
I was actually giving Peacock shit on Twitter. Like,
of course
I was up at midnight as it turned into the 25th, and I'm like, where the fuck is the reboot? And like me and like, you know, like six other people that cared about Saved by the Bell, we're like on Twitter bitching, like, where is it? Where is it? It must be coming out at midnight, Pacific Standard Time. I was not happy.
Oh my God.
Supply and demand. You need to feed those trolls, my friend.
They messaged me the next morning at like 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock. It's live now. Yeah, bitch, I was asking last night when it was the 25th. Clearly, like, I've already gone through two episodes.
You've got Zach Morris's Dreamy written on your binder and everything. Oh, my God. I love
Zach. Isn't he like the governor of the state? Like, I love how they've all just had like realistic outcomes.
It happens.
Yeah, and he, like, they make fun of it, though. Like, he makes fun of it in the show, because he's like, oh, I did it on a bet, or whatever the frick it was. It was something stupid. He's like, and then I became governor.
It's that easy.
So
Saved by the Bell is planning for season two, but it hasn't been officially renewed yet.
Hey, Victoria.
Do they explain the absence of Screech?
Yes, they do, towards the end of the end of the season.
Okay. Oh. Are we going to get like...
Do they allude to the fact that it's because he's a complete train wreck?
No, they say he's actually... Him and Kevin the robot are off on the space station. You know, the thing, though, that they didn't bring up that I was a little miffed about was Tori. I feel like Tori should be brought up because that's such a controversial... Like, they added in extra episodes after they filmed the finale of the show. They decided, oh, well, let's go back and make the season bigger. So they brought in this other actress who's actually a triplet, and she was like Zach's love interest. And those episodes aired in between the other episodes with Kelly and Jesse. And Kelly and Jesse weren't on those because the girls wouldn't renew their contracts.
Oh, random.
Is this the show that had Dustin Diamond on it?
Yes.
Yes, that's great.
What kind of child of the 90s were you, Katie?
I
being Saved by the Bell.
I was a great child of the 90s. I watched what was important, and it wasn't Saved by the Bell.
90210.
Nope.
Go.
Nope.
Dallas.
Nope.
Any Nickelodeon show?
Let's see. There was Are You Afraid of the Dark? Oh, and Clarissa.
That was my girl.
Melissa Joan Hart and Jason Priestley are in a Christmas movie that's just come out on Lifetime.
Meanwhile, Jason can still get it. Like, he's...
Oh, God, yes. He can definitely get it.
Jeff says no.
He doesn't need to be on Lifetime. What's he doing?
He wanted to do a Christmas movie, and he got Melissa Joan Hart to do it with him, because it just seems Melissa's into the Christmas spirit, because she even did this for us.
Hey, it's your girl, Clarissa. Well, I mean, Sabrina, or, Melissa Joan Hart. Anyway, get on over to Uncensored Radio and join the Uncensored team as they explain it all to you. You know, even if Jeff can be angrier than Salem. Where is that damn cat?
I'm sick of Jeff getting all the attention, especially from Sabrina. You know who could get it? Sam could get it.
Oh, you and Luca together with Sam.
Yeah, Sam was hot, but maybe not so now hot. To us. We don't even know what he looks like now.
We'll have to find out.
I want to know what happened to the alligator. I think
looking back as well, it might be a bit creepy.
I'm going to look it up right now.
You should look it up. I need to know.
But I would. I know that they did a book about like modern day Clarissa. But a couple of years ago, there was talk about them doing a follow up series.
I wish they would.
I would be so into that.
You know what I was really excited about? I was really excited about the Lizzie McGuire reboot, and now that's on pause.
Yeah, because she got pregnant.
No, it was paused before they were having.
Yeah, no, but that. It's the storyline of the show.
They didn't like the storyline.
Yeah, because doesn't she get pregnant and has to move home?
I don't know. They were not letting her be adult enough, apparently.
Oh. Well, and I'd say good for her for standing up and being like, okay, you don't want to do it. We had
Hillary don't need that money.
No. Well, she's Hillary very young.
Well, she has not.
Yeah, she's got 5 seasons of Younger under her belt now, doesn't he? 5 or 6.
Yeah, he can still get it. He can still get it.
Hey, Sam.
Hello, Sam. You can still get it. You can explain it all
we'll
to me.
We'll be reaching out to Sam after the show.
Sam,
Luke will be reaching out to Sam.
Reaching around, whatever.
Well, speaking of heartthrobs, did y'all mean girls hear about our Aaron Samuels?
Mm-mm. Oh, no. No, that wasn't.
Oh, that wasn't him.
Oh, no, he can still get it.
He's okay.
He can still get it.
Sam will reach out to you. It'll be all right.
He can still get it. But
this one over here.
Aaron Samuels is engaged.
He is. This is correct.
I don't know who she is.
It's a he. Did you not watch Mean Girls?
Like, yeah, but I think everyone's
the fag from Mean Girls? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No. Not the gay guy.
The real
in the
life
movie.
One.
They're both really gay.
But. Yeah, yeah. Well, that one does those crazy videos with like my Italian grandmother, whatever, where it's like in half-ass drag.
Yeah, that's Damien. Yeah. He's too gay to function. I love him.
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
He broke up with his fiance this year, I think. No, yeah, the actor that played Aaron Samuels, who like he hosts all these really crazy shows
he hosts Cupcake Wars. Like,
yeah.
I think like, that's pretty so much random. A given that he was maybe like Cupcake, leading that side
right,
of the fence.
Hello.
Well, he came out pretty shortly after Mean Girls, and I'm like, well, okay.
When and he's best friends with Kathy Griffin. Enough. Hello.
Well, I'm still sad because, of course, every gay man I follow.
He was having those stuffed cupcakes.
Extra cream.
Like cream filled ones.
Oh, my God.
We're 12 minutes in. It's fine.
He's got.
Oh, she's already.
Watching. I already blew it. I already.
Katie
blew it,
swore
sorry.
In the first 30 seconds. So good.
She dropped the F-bomb,
Katie.
Which was just amazing. I know.
Was that when you were doing the Carol Ann thing, and then it just killed my internet connection?
No. I said something about 2020 lasting so fucking long. It's 30 seconds, 36 seconds, and I'm like, "Oh, sorry, guys, I blew it."
Not good enough, Katie.
I can usually behave. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, speaking of people that can't behave, this is another Jeff suggested topic because you've been watching TV, Jeff.
I have. Well, look, I'm trapped in Missouri. What? There's nothing to do here.
Wow,
I mean?
Hugh Grant looks good too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So here's the thing. If you the
I haven't watched it,
series finale just was on last weekend. And Rosie O'Donnell and I were tweeting, we were DMing each other about the show because she's like, it's weird that one. I'm like, a little bit, because I'm like, I can't figure out.
Jeff, when are we getting Rosie on?
Yeah, when's she coming?
I don't know. I haven't asked yet. I haven't tried to reschedule.
Come on, Rosie.
It's too stressful.
We're hope.
It's
not as scary as Hasselbeck.
Listen, Rosie, my birthday's coming up in 2 weeks. Do me a solid. Come on down.
Rosie, can you hear me?
Can you please take Katie down like you took down Elizabeth on live streaming TV?
That's not going to get her on the show.
But we like have similar views. Why? I mean, I don't think I'm as left as Rosie, but.
Well, what do you think about Nicole's forehead in this show? This is what I want to get down to.
Nicole's forehead.
It's not the forehead.
Tell me about her forehead.
The cheeks. It's like.
I'm wondering if it's makeup.
No.
But have we found pictures like outside of the show? Because, everyone, Luke, should know what makeup can do to someone's face.
Yes.
But he also knows what Botox can do.
Yeah. Well, damn.
I have a feeling that that there's been a few injections happening for her.
All right, fair
enough. None of my business, but well, I guess it is our business if we're looking straight at it. We want.
I like the days of Thunder Hairs back.
Does she sing the theme song? That's what I.
Yes,
heard.
Yes.
She has a beautiful voice. She sang Moulin Rouge and had that real nice soprano voice. I'm gonna have to actually watch this. Apparently,
have you? Have you watched the film clip? She did a little film clip for the. Like music video?
I have not.
Let's just say singing's not hard. Nicole just makes it look hard.
Okay.
She's like,
She's trying to be Christina Aguilera then. All right.
Have you heard the vocal though?
No, but I know she's nice.
It's lovely, but it's not like hand gesture worthy. And like, we are the world moment.
She was feeling it.
I was saying maybe she was feeling it. Maybe they told her to get really. Wow, you guys are being real mean to Nicole. I loved it.
Hey, we're Australian. We're allowed to.
I said it in the war room that I am very upset that like women feel that they have to keep injecting their face or whatever they're doing, you know, because I think Nicole's a very beautiful woman.
And a talented actress.
Yeah.
But she's always been quite candid about a lot of stuff she's had done. Like she had all her freckles removed and things like
which
that.
Which is fine. I mean, it's her life. And it wasn't, I don't think it didn't make her not pretty to me or anything, but it just was like noticeably distracting for me.
I am of the mind that if it makes you feel empowered and it's not hurting anyone.
Yeah, by all means. All means. It just makes me sad that she feels she needs to. Because I feel like she's beautiful without it.
Her face is distracting and Donald Sutherland's eyebrows.
Yeah, Rosie and I were talking about that. That dude's fucking eyebrows.
He's always had some wild eyebrows.
Eugene Levy.
Mine are pretty bad.
Fucking, they got a life of their own, man. They're like 2 inches out of his face.
That and your boyfriend, Dan. The very prominent
we talked about
brown.
Dan last week.
Did anybody watch that gay Christmas movie that's on
we talked
Google?
About it last week.
With Kristen Stewart. It sucked, right?
Oh, I didn't watch it.
The only movie I've watched so far was Holiday on Netflix with Emma Roberts, which everyone apparently hates Emma Roberts, but whatever.
I like her.
Oh, I think I started watching that and I didn't finish it.
It was cute. And the guy's Australian, the actor in it. I mean,
hey, why are all your celebrities coming here right now? That's what I want to know.
Because
why
we're working.
Because there's no cases.
We've got Mark Wahlberg here. We've got
Zac Efron for a long
Zac
time.
Zac Efron? I couldn't think of his name.
You need to
give
Zac back. You need to give him back.
He can stay.
No, he needs to come back. I
no, he's
him.
Got a waitress girlfriend in Byron Bay.
No, they they broke up.
He's waiting for me.
Oh, she just lost a lot of money. Sorry, girl. You must be feeling pretty bad right now.
Looking for an old lady with a mom bod.
She lost that Zefron moment. The taste of Zefron.
Feel bad for you, baby girl.
But anyway, sorry. Back to the undoing. We were having a conversation in the war room about morals, etc. Jeff, what was the question you posed to everyone?
Oh, I don't remember this question.
About cheating.
Oh, wasn't it like, would you ever take your spouse back?
Yeah, like, can you guys, for you personally, do you think a relationship can survive cheating?
No.
It depends.
No.
I mean, my relationship couldn't because Kyle would be 6 feet under and I'd be in prison, but that's not the point.
Okay.
It absolutely can't. Because if someone proves to you that they're not trustworthy, if there's, for whatever the reason they cheated, the fact that they were dishonest, though, means that you'll never recover from that dishonesty.
Well, some people can, though.
If they're doing porn while you're in a relationship behind your back, is that cheating? Or is that a job?
Yes, it was. And it was very dangerous to the other person's health. Thank you.
Are we getting personal here?
Things get a little personal. Look, I said it depends on how much money's involved. I went in for a chair the other night.
I was like,
hey, if you're cheating on me and you're loaded, I will stay with you until the court trial. You go to jail. See you later. I'm going on Oprah. I'm selling a book. I'm doing a TV movie. I'm getting a reality show. You can pay me for the inconvenience, just like Mariah. Like, you pay me an inconvenience fee, give me a career. I'll stick with you for like 6 months until you go into jail. Mate.
Well, maybe that's
I think there's
what
a lot
to
it,
do.
Though. Like,
or I have no morals.
Well, I don't know if it's. I'm trying to think. There's this one episode of Law and Order that I watched. I watch a lot of Law and Order episodes, so this is
I've been
just
watching
greatly
it too.
Exaggerating.
I love watching the old ladies get strangled and stuff. It's really
that's terrible. Well,
nothing calmer than a sexual assault in the evening, right?
It was an SVU episode, and her husband was downloading kiddie porn, apparently, and she's like a prosecutor for like child crimes. So it was kind of,
and she
didn't
even see it under her own nose. What
she
a
did,
useless.
She didn't.
Bitch.
No, she didn't see it, and she struggled to come to terms with it. And I think that's kind of what a lot of people would do when it came to your spouse having big secrets.
I have a question.
Yes, Steve. Yes, right. You're there.
Most important question. Who was the guest star on that episode?
I can't remember.
Well, the old lady one was Jane Krakowski, and Jane was killing them.
I remember that one.
Knocking off old ladies.
Yeah, well, with the rock climbing rope. I remember that.
Yeah,
I love amazing in it. I love Kathy Griffin's. Kathy's is good.
I can tell you that it was
Liza.
It was post.
Was Liza a killer?
It was post Chris Maloney, so he was no longer there.
But he's coming back, girl.
I'm so excited. I love that man.
Yeah, but isn't he only coming back to launch his spinoff?
Yeah, but hey, it works.
I don't care. Give me Elliot Stabler any day of the week, please. Thank you.
Okay, so anyways, bitches. So back to the undoing.
Get that cup back up there.
That's the man. My fake water.
What's the tea with Jeff?
As I've got my water bottle that I have to actually drink out of because there's nothing in that cup.
So dump it in the cup.
I don't know where that cup's been.
Do I have to walk you guys through everything?
No, and then I'm like, I haven't washed it yet, but I'm like, I'm putting my mouth on it, bitch. I'm done either way.
All right, so we're going back to the forum. So
the thing about this show is, like, throughout it, right, she's got to deal with not only finding out her husband had an affair, but then maybe he killed this bitch. And, you know, in the show, she's a psychologist.
Is it a little bit like What Lies Beneath?
I love that movie.
She's finding out, like, he's lied about everything, like, as each episode unravels, and it's like, is he or isn't he? And then the show really does a good job where you're like, oh, maybe she killed her. Okay, was it the grandfather?
Now I want to watch, too. So it's
Big Little Lies with a smaller cast?
Yeah, loved Big Little Lies,
you
by the way.
You truly don't know. And most shows, like, I always know, like, and I, of course, went and read, like, what happened in the book. But the thing is you really don't know until that last episode, to the last maybe like half hour of it, for sure, who killed the chick. And it was fascinating. But it made me wonder if, like, she's had to stay with him, like, throughout the trial of being accused of murder. Like, could you stand by your spouse if they were, like, accused of a heinous crime? But you actually believing that they did not do it.
Well, wait, who did they murder? So they murdered someone they were having an affair with.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't.
Think of the tabloid coverage, though.
I mean, personally,
this is where
our viewership would grow up.
I personally don't think I could do it, but I know other couples that have. But then again, it kind of depends on what happened. Like, was it like a one-time thing? Was it all the time? Was he out killing people?
Well, and that's what you find out throughout the show, like, of what actually happened, what was going on. But, like, for her, it was like kind of an unraveling, like, every episode, right?
Like, was it kind of like an undoing, you would say?
Yes, it was an undoing of her life. But I'm like sitting there, like, watching this, thinking, like, what the fuck would you do? Like, because you wouldn't want to think that somebody you were with for, you know, 15 years, or they were together 17 years, I think, in this book or show, is capable of that. Like, he, you know, the character is a doctor, a pediatric, like, cancer doctor.
It's always the pediatric cancer.
Yeah.
But you look at old mate who just wiped out his whole family. Like, no one saw that coming.
What?
Chris Watts?
Yeah.
Oh. Like,
old mate.
Wait, I need Jeff to tell me, out of 5 stars, what would you give The Undoing?
3.75.
3.75, okay.
Got to pick one or the other. Am I watching The Undoing or am I going to Saved by the Bell?
I would watch The Undoing first.
And then cleanse the palate with Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
I'm just never going to watch Saved by the Bell, sorry. It's just not going
to happen. You won't care.
Speaking of people who have a dirty taste in their mouth at the moment,
son of a bitch.
Doing
my girl.
Kelly versus Brandon. So,
Kelly, you call me, I'll fuck him up.
Yeah, seriously, Kelly, right. Call us.
He wants a shit. Where is he? So, Brandon Blastock wants a whopping $436,000 a month from Kelly Clarkson as part of the divorce settlement. Brandon claims the amount necessary for spousal and child support, despite Kelly being awarded full custody of their children.
And you know what the best part
Kelly
is?
Kelly says, I mean, it's no secret. My life has been a little bit of a dumpster. I think it's dumpster fire, she said publicly. Why does he need money if he's not looking after the kids?
And the best part is the majority of that money is spousal support. It's not even for child support.
Yeah. It was like 300,000 or something was like for spousal support and 100,000 something per kid.
Is it Reba McEntire, his stepmom or something? Like, yeah, he doesn't need the money.
But she,
Okay. So, but the thing is I guess he's just been nothing but difficult through this whole thing where the kids never lived in Montana, but he wanted them to go to Montana and they're like, no, you have to travel here and come to the house and whatever to parent them. Like, just a cocksucker. And then when I saw that amount, I was like, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Like, and then just the little bit Kelly said, you just got to read in between the lines. This dude is a piece of shit. He's already got two kids from a previous relationship. I don't know if he's married.
That she raised. But
the amount's
as well.
Ridiculous. Yeah. So, like, look, like, yeah. 436K.
Really, bitch?
What
really?
Could you need that amount of money for a month?
You don't.
Well, Reba's left her husband as well.
Apparently, it runs in the family that they both suck. Reba and Kelly should do an album. There we go. I said it.
Because of you. I can't wait to hear Kelly's next album. Like,
I know.
So good.
She better drop the white suburban mum thing for a little minute. She's got to drop the, like, I have to appeal to suburban mums thing and get, like, angry bitch Kelly again just for 5 minutes get the album.
I love Kelly no matter what. I'm going to stick with her.
Her show, I love that she does covers every episode.
I love a bit of karaoke.
I feel like when she's interviewing people, it's just a little fake.
She's gotten better.
She's like, oh my gosh.
But that's just the way she is.
Do you think it's just she doesn't have that authenticity like that Drew Barrymore and that can sort of embody when they're interviewing? She's more on show.
I like Kelly. I like that she's just kind of like a sorority girl.
But
like, that's just how she is.
I'm watching it and I'm just cringing.
Some people don't have the ability. Like, look at Bindi Irwin, Steve.
Or us.
God, every time she talks, I can't fucking stand it.
Whoever did that,
girls with anorexia and
whoever
media.
Did those that and media like, training for those children.
Yeah.
They're like, yes.
I feel like
I
you guys have like, committed a
it's
crime
like,
in Australia. Are you not supposed to talk about the Irwin family? I feel like that's bad.
Look, she's having a baby now. Her life's amazing. She's got a lot of money. She ain't fucking about to go to work like me. So she's cool.
She's going to be sending every photo of everything to the women's mags and being like, oh.
I'm just very concerned for your well-being is all.
Mate, if it's a boy, as if it's not going to be Stephen.
Jeffrey.
I think you like that.
Hopefully it's not a water bird.
Stop it!
Jeffrey.
Stingray.
Oof, no. Not touching that one.
Is
nope.
This the Auburn Stingray?
I love that this is still scrolling across the bottom. I can't stand
Yes, Jeffrey, it is the Auburn Stingrays.
Jess gives the
I think that's the Slim Team. Yes.
I'm going to have to do like a Christmas candy, just a whole bar of them. They just keep rolling across the bottom when we do Christmas shows.
When did we get a ticker?
We've had it the whole time since we started on StreamYard.
Have we?
Yeah, and I've only started using it in like the last 3 or 4 shows since our candy.
I'm very concerned for all of you.
Somebody
does a lot better.
Now.
Hey, we've had a ticker this whole time, and I did see it one other show, but it wasn't really hitting me, and I'm like, wait a minute, why are we not using that? What the fuck?
There's graphics, what's going on
here?
We
could have heaps of stuff just scrolling across the bottom the whole time.
I think we need to get Vera done as an elf for the ticker for Christmas.
I don't know if you can put actual pictures, because this is emojis, but we can see.
Could you imagine that?
Yes, can we make Vera the elf on the shelf?
Oh, what's the artist's name? Will?
Will.
Let's get Will to, Will, if you're watching, can you please elfify Vera now?
I'm trying to get Will.
And emoji her.
We're going to do a cartoon. Since we can't film a pilot,
the animated series.
Yes.
Uncensored the animated series. And does Vera just fly on that little broom?
No, she just runs through the back of every screen going,
And then there's just like a banner hanging off the back of you guys to behave.
It'll be like South Park, where every episode, "Who the hell killed Kenny?" It'll be like, "Fuck Trump."
Yeah. or we hide her. We do like a "Where's Wally?" "Where's Vera?"
Oh my god!
Just in a sea of people with MAGA hats on, and she's like,
and every episode, Luke's gonna come out of a bedroom bow-legged.
What is it like to be one of the favorite members of this show? I'm desperate to know. I just want people laughing.
Poor invisible Katie. Katie, your shirt when we release is just going to be a white shirt. Get your Katie merch.
Listen, so on the back of this shirt and one of the hoodies I got, I put how many quarters?
What?
And it's in black. On black.
Yeah, what's going on there?
What?
Someone's echoing.
It sounded like me.
No, you're fixed now. Yeah.
Yeah. Go. What were you saying?
Yeah. What? So on the back of like the hoodies and the shirt, it says how many quarters, right? Because that's what we need to ask everyone.
They used to measure things with quarters.
Yeah. Yes, so
your stranger would, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna cry.
I gave it to Aiden and he's wearing it around and I didn't realize it because it's in black, right? So you can't really see it. And his mother was like, "Why does it say in the back of his hoodie how many quarters?" And I was like, "I can't really tell you that right now."
Oh my god, I hope my school district isn't aware of it.
Thank god we're remote learning. But here's the thing, like, again, like, that's the part, that's why when we were trying to like be correct enough to be on radio, we would say, we would call a hard on stranger would, and we would ask every male that came on the show how many quarters, because we want to know how big their dicks were. So yeah.
Oh dear.
What had happened was my kids walking around with
it to people.
Please don't
stop doing it to people after.
He's a really good
boy. Go ahead. You know what? I'll ask the CPS worker how many quarters her husband got.
We stopped asking people that after Peter Page asked Jeff if he was high on him.
No, and you know, I'm so mad because if I could go and redo that, I'd totally ask him how many quarters. Because I'm gonna do it now. Any man that comes on. That was Katrina and I, like, we were foul.
Where is Katrina? Where in the world is Katrina?
Mexico.
She's, I think the cartel got her, man. We she's were hustling. Joking about it on air. And now she's there. And I don't feel she's safe.
I knew you were going to do that. I'll think she's safe.
I really
safe.
Don't. And she can't even take a gun with her there because
it's like Teresa is up in that place. Man.
She can put one in. Her stranger moisture.
In her carry-on. She could stow it in her overhead.
She's stowing it somewhere.
Katrina, we love you.
I miss you. So, I don't even know.
I don't know where to go from here.
I'm dating the guy with the funniest tasting spunk.
Samantha!
Is that...
which I'm so sad because her new show on Fox, Filthy Rich, where she plays like this Jesus-loving...
It got canceled, didn't it?
Yes!
Oh, Fox is notorious for that, honey.
It's entertaining. I'm still catching up on the episodes, but...
Yeah. Here's my theory about Fox Network after my time.
You
my
people need to watch more TV.
I do. I never have time.
I worked at Fox. Very shortly.
I remember.
She worked under Rupert.
So
she had to play those tapes of Roseanne.
It was Maury and I loved it. But I feel like every time like people started to really get into a show, they'd either cancel it or ruin it.
Well, look what they did to True Calling. What the hell?
My example was gonna be The Following with Kevin Bacon. That show was spectacular. Oh, it was spectacular. It was so good.
How many times did we see Kevin Bacon in the TV show, though?
Not enough.
He's notorious for that.
Not enough.
Oh, speaking of Kevin Bacon's bacon, I saw...
Wild Things is on Amazon Prime, y'all. Broccoli Gone, Bacon.
Gone Girl, I watched again for the first time since it came out with my other future ex-husband, Ben Affleck.
Kevin Bacon, Kevin Bacon isn't in that, is he?
No.
I'm thinking way back on it.
Kevin Bacon, you know, talk about celebrity dick. So it made me think of Ben Affleck.
Oh, did we see Ben's in it?
No, I thought we saw Neil Patrick Harris's.
We saw both of them. We saw Neil Patrick Harris. We saw
Ben was in the shower, wasn't he?
And then Ben Affleck's dick, yeah. So we got to see Doogie's dick, and
I don't feel comfortable with Doogie showing his dick.
What was Ben Affleck's Doogie has an M dick. Amy?
Wait. Are you telling me you wouldn't house Doogie?
No.
If you saw him stuffing the bitch in the movie, Luke, I think you'd have a different take. You'd be like, "Oh, okay, he can get it."
Well, speaking of bacon, hey Ryan,
I can't see any of the comments.
He is vegan, sir. Thank
Ryan,
you, Ryan.
How many quarters?
Yeah, he's been a guest of the show.
What are you saying?
I asked him what Ben Affleck's
Holden
name
McNeil.
Was. Facing Amy because he knows.
yes, he would. I can't tell you. He would bring all those fucking movies over and Clerks.
I think he made
I've
me watch
never
Jersey
watched
Girl.
Clerks. Is that bad?
I loved Jersey Girl. I mean,
I think it was during our on cue days. I think he made me watch Jersey Girl. I'm pretty sure that was it.
I'm going to admit to having never watched Empire Records in full. I watched
stop
the first,
it, Ryan. You stop
the first
it right
10
now.
Minutes and I'm out.
Point his comment up there.
The width or length in quarters.
We
both,
want both
please.
Bitch. We want all dimensions. This is an intellectual show because then we calculate the math.
3D experience.
Oh, come on.
We calculate surface area on this show.
We need girth, we need breadth. We need to know the life cycle, you know.
Like how David many quarters long and how many quarters wide? I'm sure.
Oh my gosh.
Never mind.
I'm not sure how to segue into this next story because I feel like now it's going to be really inappropriate.
I've got a great segue for long and wide. Where is it? Here we go.
Oh, okay. So that, you went to a better story than I was going to.
I know where you're going, and I thought I'd save us some problems. So have you guys heard about this crazy shit that's happening in the world of 2020?
It was made of plywood.
Oh, someone definitely just staged that. I'm not even like...
Like a group, like a 4chan group or something. It was like, let's just.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm like,
absolutely.
How are people losing their mind over this? I'm like, what?
We're so desperate for something exciting to happen
that's
this
not
year
Trump.
That we want alien invasion.
Yeah, it's not COVID and it's not Trump.
We need some fucking alien invasion. How creepy, right? Did anyone watch the last season of The X-Files?
No. That was another show I didn't watch.
Here
Sorry.
You go.
Whoever watched X-Files, she needs to go.
Here's
She's
the big,
sick.
Big cold moment.
I was like a child in the 90s. My parents wouldn't let me watch that.
I watched
well,
it.
Well, Katie, what you have to do is do a doggy style with Kyle, and then you can both watch X-Files.
With no
and
lights
you
can
have a little red wig on and say you Scully.
Would that let me stop?
So make me believe.
I was
make
appalled until I realized what you were doing.
Oh, God. But anyway, so the big crux of the story, the final season of The X-Files is the government conspiracy when a super virus comes out and people start dying and there's no cure for it. It has flu-like symptoms. This was like 4 years ago. And then the aliens come and then they leave it on a massive. You're like, what?
Why is everyone so like impressed when like a pandemic episode of like a sci-fi show happens? Like, oh my god, they predicted it! Like, oh my god, like a pandemic is some novel idea. It's not.
Well, what's that? What the doctor show that I was watching? It's not really all that. I can't decide if I love it or hate it. New Amsterdam, right? So their second to last episode of last season, which their season got cut short, was about a pandemic in New York City with flu-like symptoms.
Well,
and
the
so
good
they
doctor
did, but
straight
they
up
didn't air it because they thought it was inappropriate, so they didn't air it.
Grey's Anatomy went full force.
They're like, the good doctor, they went straight up coronavirus with it. Like, and they're like, I think they're in the fourth season now. That like they the first few episodes have all been coronavirus based.
Well, isn't that what's his name's new movie? Michael Bay's new movie is all about Corona 21. It's like,
can someone please put Michael Bay out of his misery?
It's got what's his name from Riverdale, Archie. KJ Epa.
Oh, okay. I don't know him.
If he takes his shirt off, you'll know him, Jeff.
I only know him from The Hate U Give.
I'll find you some proof. Hold on.
The only reason I know him. I hear, though, in one of my trashy BuzzFeed articles that Riverdale's going to have zombies.
Oh my god, zombies! It's so
well, this is the thing. Really I don't watch enough TV because I haven't even watched Riverdale. I haven't watched Sabrina.
Oh, you need to watch Sabrina. You need to watch Sabrina.
Oh, that's
well,
it. Well,
doesn't have our
like
girl
connected.
Melissa Joan Hart.
The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. Yes, everyone needs to go watch it.
I didn't fit that last Katie
approved.
Season. That last season that just dropped was real rough. I was like, okay, I don't.
I liked it. I like that whole show. Harvey can get it.
What does he say? Did you miss Holden McNeil, Katie? That was his character.
Ryan, I'm going to be real honest with you. I don't even know if I've actually watched Chasing Amy. I might have a long time ago. It's going to be a real stressing point in our relationship.
You have to have watched Chasing Amy with baby voice lesbian Joey Lauren Adams. Ooh. I'm a lesbian.
I love her voice.
Really?
Yes, I'm real really? Into it. I'm really into it.
What happened to her?
Her and
what
Jennifer
happened
Tilly?
To her? I need
her
to know.
Her and Jennifer Tilly. I really like their voices. No.
I don't know why, I just like them.
Here you go, Jeff. Here's KJ Epa.
Nope, I don't know him.
No?
I want to know him.
Yeah, I don't really care for his face, so I'm good.
You don't, well, just do Luke and you don't have to look at his face.
Are you?
That's a good point.
Or to Katie in the Scully wig. Make me believe.
Isn't it empirically possible? And this is someone smoking in the corner.
Why did I even come on tonight?
I don't know what's happening. Does this have to do with the horror show?
No,
I'm just imagining Katie and her husband role playing as Mulder and Scully
right now. No,
doggy style while they're watching the show, and she's screaming out, "Make me believe!"
That's Katie's shirt. Make me believe.
No.
I'm gonna go make that.
Oh, Katie, I'm so sorry, but how Reggie go is just too entertaining. I had to
speaking about something horrific, and Katie.
Oh, wait a minute.
She said this to before.
Oh yes. So they're doing a musical version of The Grinch and super relevant Matthew Morrison.
Only because people on his TV show keep dying.
We've lost a Katie approved one.
You guys say I'm cold.
Don't you put Katie approved on any of this conversation.
Come on, drag
none
Matthew Morrison, go.
She getting the doggy style.
Drag her.
I hate you all so much.
Hey, I don't know. Look at doggy style is very convenient, okay? Do you know how many emails I've got?
Oh my God.
I actually hosted a show once. With that guy, it was so bad because it was such a serious show, and I'm like getting railed. That was great.
What episode and do we have it?
it was the old show, so you know there's no camera, and it was.
I still just want to hear Jeff's delivery of the topics.
It was when we had Chris beat cancer on the show. Yeah.
Highly inappropriate.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault. I was just standing there, and the next thing I know, it was like, woo!
I hate you guys.
Surprise. All right. I'm going to gently segue into the next topic.
Okay.
Speaking of surprises, we'll put it like this. Mm. That's a nice way to do it.
I don't know them.
Let's do Barrymore in the picture as well.
Don't you dare dead name him. Don't dead name him.
Well, this is all.
But it can't be called dead name. I'm sorry.
Hours.
I'm sorry, but
formerly known
erase
as Alan
the past.
Page.
Yeah. Yes, I'm exactly. happy, like, it's Elliot now, but you can't just pretend that that wasn't a thing.
You can't. Doesn't mean you have to.
No, it doesn't mean you have to. I'm not dying to. This is the conversation we were having last show. There's a difference between willful ignorance and, you know, processing new information. This has all just gone live as of, like, what, this morning or the other, like, a day ago?
I think it'll be a transition it will take time. For the fans, I should say, as well.
Netflix have done the right thing. Netflix have gone back and retroactively changed all their credits for Umbrella Academy and everything that they have done, that they show. But even in the articles, it mentions both names. So I think there has to be a little bit of a time given to go, all right, this is a change.
I feel like society as a whole can do better about dead naming.
I cannot remember your name on a regular basis. You think that I'm going to remember somebody change? Look at Brody, Laura, they all change their names. And you know what? Guess what? I still call Laura half the time, and I don't mean it. Like, he laughed. I can't. I don't even want to do this.
Good talk.
But you know what? Good on you, Elliot. Rock on. Live your truth. Be powerful.
No, I think it's great. I think it's wonderful that he has been given the platform to do this, and there are a lot of transgender teens out there that have a role model now.
Well, I think you do also have a point, though, Katie, like with a lot of the ignorance out there. I just think sometimes people, like they sort of come down on everyone when you just have to read the comments, though, on stuff about Paige coming in as transgender. They're terrible.
But
those
if you're,
people should be criticized.
Like, if you're that insecure things. In your own sexuality and your own being that what someone else is doing is a problem for you and you can't wrap your head around it, then why does it fucking matter? Just don't, like, don't engage. It's got nothing to do with you, what parts someone has and who they sleep with and how they identify.
Put
so just fuck off back
scroll.
To your normal life.
Put this as the scroll for me. Gender is a social construct. Thank you.
No, we're still giving 3.75 stars to the undoing at the moment. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
We really have to get that important message across today that Jeff...
But that's important too. Gender is
undoing.
A social
Jeff,
construct.
3.75
Jeff gave
stars.
The undoing 3.75 stars.
But, you know, this is one of my big pet peeves, honestly, about people just aggressively gendering their young kids. Like, heaven forbid a girl plays with trucks or Hot Wheels and a little boy has a doll or plays with Barbies or wants to, like, Disney princesses or something. Oh, my God. It's the end.
I had the Barbie camper and the limo and the Porsche.
They're going to catch the gay. If you let little boys play with Barbies, they're going to catch the gay. That's what it's going to be. They're going to catch the gay. I said okay?
I don't know. I think our generation's changing. But, like, I overheard some parents the other day. Their son was wanted to try on one of the girls' costumes. I won't allude to where.
I have a good
they
story
were sort
about
of
that.
Saying then, like, oh, if the grandfather saw this, they wouldn't let him in the house ever again and rah-rah. And I just thought, you know, this is a little bit shit. Like, yeah, that might be true if that's how granddad thinks and whatever. But you don't need to be saying it out loud and just joking about it because you don't know who's listening. And it's just really ignorant.
Are you talking about the plot of Love, Victor?
We're talking about real life.
I'm moving on now. I'm realizing I'm probably like the dizziest panelist today. Every time I contribute, no one knows what the hell I'm talking about.
No, and I've said this from the start. If anyone gave my kids shit for coming out as gay or transgendered, I'd be... the first one on the front line. I'd be the biggest mama bear out there. I will love my children no matter what. It doesn't matter to me.
In this day and age, I don't think it matters that much unless you wear a red hat and fuck your cousins.
Ooh. So half of America?
It was such a nice moment and you just had to go there.
It's still all right, you know? Like, everyone, like, I don't know. Look at your situation. Your situation. You guys are like 20 years ago. Could you imagine like a single gay parent having like the copying the shit that
you would be surprised how awful people still can be in 2020.
I know how awful
we're
people
both
can
in
be,
regional but... areas right now, so I'm sure they've all got lots of opinions.
But it wouldn't have even, like, you would have been driven out of town.
Oh, yeah, it just would have been. Probably, I mean, people
Luke,
feel
oh, Luke,
about,
you're frozen. Luke's got me last episode disease.
Am I moving now?
No,
I mean,
you
remember
frozen.
The big,
I'm moving on my end.
The big stink
so
about the
happening.
Campbell's ad with the two dads. It was just like a.
Yeah, and I love. Yeah, please don't eat our soup to warm your cold, dead heart. Something like that, wasn't it? It was amazing. I was like, yes, Campbell's, you work. Drag her.
Well.
Luke, this is amazing.
I well, don't
look like you look like Nicole's forehead in The Undoing, which Jeff gave 3.75 stars to.
I don't see
Am I moving yet?
Jeff's forehead.
No,
what
girl.
You, what have you been doing out in Missouri, Jeff?
Oh, look, I'm dropping out and coming back.
What do you mean?
It was a joke.
Oh, no, I've gotten fat.
What have you gotten for the holiday season, Jeff?
Fat.
Actually, what's really sad is the UPS lady and I are now on a first name basis because I have everything shipped here and the FedEx people. There's two different FedEx people. One looks like a WWE wrestler, and Saturdays it's this gay boy with Coke bottle glasses in the garage.
Ooh, he sounds cute.
Filled with presents. My aunt and uncle are like, "What the fuck are you buying?" And I'm like, "I don't know what this is. I don't know what I ordered. I was wine ordering."
Oh, no. that's the same thing that's happening with packages here. Kyle goes, "What's that?" I don't remember.
I got them like a Land Rover Power Wheels.
You made a real one. I was like, "Hey, go."
No, but it's a licensed version of it. Like, someone has all this.
Have you guys ever heard of those Nugget Play Couches?
No.
Okay, so they're like apparently really hard to get.
It sounds like a McDonald's rape situation.
Sounds like my kind of toy.
It's like a casting couch for McDonald's.
Come sit on my nugget
Sorry,
couch.
Sorry, Katie. Keep going. Okay, I'll look Katie. Up nugget
nope,
couch.
Nope, I'm done.
Come on, Aww. Katie.
Come nope. on, Katie. You can't nope. crack it. Don't run away.
Okay, I found it. I found it. It's cute.
They're really hard to get, and they're super expensive. I entered the lottery to like be able to buy one, and I actually won. So it's like... So Kyle goes.
Oh, they're expensive. They're like $1,000 nearly.
They're not $1,000.
Oh, I just killed my browser.
I paid $250 for one of those things, and Kyle goes, "Are you really doing that?" I'm like, yeah, I did. Sorry.
If you make nugget couches and would like to sponsor our show, Katie's address is.
It's just a little kid couch. Okay, I gotta look.
Yeah, this I'll show you what it looks like. This is it.
But like, you can like disassemble it, and you can build forts with it, and you can beat the hell out of it.
Do you
like,
know what? The bottom just, there, what that child
that
doing.
Just screams broken arm to me.
Yeah.
My friend. My
what
friend
did you get for Christmas? A fractured collarbone.
My friend has them for her three boys, and they love it. They love it, and they roughhouse and
like a love sack couch.
I don't know what that means, and I'm afraid to ask.
No, it's just like a couch that like comes in all different pieces, and you can get all kinds of
yeah, and that's,
put it all
that's
funky
it
together.
And
well, I give thing. The nugget couch 3.75 stars.
Well, I should be receiving it within the next few days, so maybe by Thursday I can give it a review.
I want to do it live.
It actually looks perfect the way the back is for doggy
Stop
style.
It. Stop it!
Expect Jeff to be hosting from that couch soon.
We hope right, that you've right, gone guys, through at least three seasons of X-Files by next episode.
I have a big announcement to make, everyone. I am leaving the show. This is my
Oh,
life.
My.
Hi, guys.
Oh. She's going to get – that nugget couch is arriving. She's going to be out for a while.
We start calling you somebody else's name.
Oh.
Can you do the – Can you do the next show from the Nugget Couch, please?
No.
Please. Do it like Jack the Snow. No. My name is Katie. I am on the Nugget Couch.
No. I hate you guys so much.
And then you can build it into one of those prism things, that are the monolith things that are coming out of the ground.
Okay. Caitlin, Angel, Vera, where the fuck were you guys?
Seriously, where are they?
Well, not even Marie to back you up. Not even Marie to back you up.
They're oh, not even here to back me up.
I forgot.
Today.
I needed help. Rude. I needed help, and no one was here.
I, actually, and Katie, Katie, I think you're a nugget couch kind of girl anyway.
don't want to know what that
is. I think, no, I think, do you know what I think Katie is? Remember like late 90s, early 2000s blow up furniture?
I had that.
Thank you. I knew it. She's like, I'm really sweaty and uncomfortable, but don't I look cool with my lava there? Right?
I'm right. Gonna have to ask my parents if they still have it somewhere.
Read your roaches now. Now I told you.
I was obsessed with having a futon because I wanted a couch in my room and not a bed.
I think we all owned a futon at one point.
I was living on a futon pretty much my last year of college.
Like, would any of you now at our age go and get a futon ever again in your life?
They're actually super comfortable now.
You can get real mattresses for them. So, yeah, I would.
Well, I always wanted a Murphy bed.
What's a Murphy
bed? Wow, you really are gay.
A fold
bed. You know, the ones that come out the closet.
I had this weird futon frame. I don't know what Coughlin's
talking about.
Ryan, I don't remember that futon in my bedroom on Jefferson, right?
Oh, Ryan. Ryan. Right, it's a very special episode next week with Ryan Coughlin.
Yeah, Ryan's taking my spot next week, guys. Sorry,
it's not just him; it's everybody. Okay, so there was like
we all like. Oh, you big slut!
Yeah,
the dude drop in.
But it was like, so it was some weird like futon.
Hey, goddamn! Scroll up right now. You're making me so angry.
Oh.
I hate you guys so much. These are supposed to be some of my best friends, people, and this is what they treat me.
What are you, new?
I'm crying.
I hate to be this one. I'm thinking maybe slow somehow.
You don't hate to be that one. You don't hate to be that one at all.
I know it. You know, I was telling this. So, you know, I was out for a walk. The one country bumpkin neighbor. He's like, "Who them folks following you?" And I explained who it was, and he goes, "Oh, she's large." I said, "Yeah, she. You know, I don't know how this all happened." I'm like, "But you know, it's like a moped, fun to ride."
What your friends say.
And this dude's like, "Jeff, you always have the most interesting way of explaining things."
Well, Jeff does. Jeff, you have to tell them about, okay, so his doc, I went along to his doctor's surgery because Buffy saw a pediatrician there while I was over there. So anyway, I ended up going into Jeff's consult too, and it was something else. Because the doctor's... You know, kindly told Jeff, well, look, Jeff, I think you need to, you know, reduce your weight.
Oh, she basically told me I was fat. Which, hello, he's like, I have a mirror.
Jeff's like, no, ma'am, no, ma'am. He said, last time I lost weight, I looked behind myself. It's like I was wearing a tailcoat. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, it was so
I couldn't get out of that room fast enough.
Listen, when you're standing up like and you're dancing to some J-Lo in the bathroom, you know what I'm saying? You're doing like, I'm real, and you're shaking your ass, and you just lost a bunch of weight, and you realize that your ass is like hanging down to the back of your kneecaps, and it's still shaking. It's a little horrifying, okay? Like, it was just gone, and it was just, I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I'm standing in the mirror. Oh, it was not. I was horrified.
You know what I hate about losing weight? Every time I try to lose weight, I lose it in my ass and not my chest, which is what the real goal is. It's just,
well, you know, a good way to lose weight, don't you?
Breastfeeding, I'm not getting pregnant again.
No.
What's that?
Watching X-Files.
Do a marathon, girl.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals.
I'm a married woman, sirs.
I'm above that kind of behavior. It's only public holidays and birthdays.
I swear.
Sir, do not speak to me in that tone.
Actually, Katie, ew, how was Thanksgiving?
Ew, no. Can we boot him out of the chat?
I'm not even seeing what's happening.
Why would you wish that upon me? There are so many other women who want it, who deserve it. I'm not.
You deserve it.
And it's all going to take place here.
Listen.
Fine. Fine. I'll do it. Okay. Make me believe.
Can you please Please have a red wig on next week.
That's what you've been waiting for.
Listen, I'm a good friend, though. Don't worry.
No, you're not a good friend.
I'll throw you down the stairs. Don't worry.
Okay, that's wrong. No.
Yeah, Jeffrey, come on.
I think that Jeff, Christmas Jeff, quickly. You might be undoing the friendship there.
Oh, no, you couldn't cook it fast enough. Everyone, just remember, Jeff gave the undoing 3.75.
I was trying to give you a big lead up there, Luke, and you couldn't follow.
But look, this is my favorite. I didn't even get time. We're at the end of the show. I was going to talk about all through the house, but we can't now.
Oh, speaking of Holly and Jolly, and that just kind of reminded me, stay tuned. There will be a special holiday episode of Uncensored Horror if I don't abandon these two.
She won't, because we're going to also watch the episode of
finding a cast for our Christmas show first. Calm down.
You know, I hear they're looking for a new co-host on Uncensored Horror because that one girl bailed.
Because she was too busy getting a doggy style on a nugget cast.
She's taking up her own. She's starting her own X-Files podcast.
Twins.
All right, we're going.
We're done.
Are we going to let Melissa Joan Hart take us out?
No,
I think it's yeah, but just let her take us out as well.
All right, bye.
Well, thanks for a good show, everybody. Katie, I can't wait to see your nugget couch.
I hate you.
Make sure you wipe that couch down before you finish.
You stop that. You stop that.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, it's your girl, Clarissa. Well, I mean, Sabrina, or, you know, Melissa Joan Hart. Anyway, get on over to Uncensored Radio and join the Uncensored team as they explain it all to you. You know, even if Jeff can be angrier than Salem. Where is that damn cat?